This is Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
And we're here with Ken Barber from House Industries.
I'm Ken.
Nice for you to be here.
That's great.
So what's up, Ken? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm in the comfy chair, so that's always good.
Okay. You know.
And you're on your own here and the rest of the group?
I am. There's a lot of there's a lot of support back home. They're rooting for me, but yeah.
They're listening, of course.
Unless you can pick this up in Maine, I don't know. One of the guys
through the internet, through the
stream. There you go. The internets, that comes in handy.
Now and then. How's House Industries doing?
We're still afloat, so I guess that's a good sign. You know,
how's the shop doing in London?
It's doing okay. You know, it's like we've learned it's a lot different than selling a digital type. But, you know, everything's kind of a learning process for us. But have you guys checked it out? No? You guys are European.
I haven't been
European
in London
yet,
so.
Oh, come on now. Now it's
I know it's not that far, but I will.
It's doing all right. I mean, it's a learning experience. It's going to take us some time. And it was a lot of fun designing it, the interior and everything like that. But we realized, you know, maybe you should have a sort of a business plan in effect before you go and do that sort of thing. But, you know, we're learning. We'll see.
Okay. Well, we have these, you know, the drill from Berlin last year. So we have 30 questions. They're not yes or no questions anymore, but so you can sort of elaborate.
You know, when somebody first asked me, I was like scared, you know. Yeah. The first time I was a little frightened.
Was that because of the yes or no questions?
I don't know. I mean, just because it was kind of like really sort of out of left field type of stuff. So, you know, I was kind of like really hesitant. It was like, hey, you want to do an interview? And I was like, yeah, let me check my schedule. I don't know. I might be busy the whole time. I'm not really sure. What are you going to ask me?
There's this lecture I want to see.
Yeah, it's on type or something. Like something to do with letters.
Okay. Well, here we go.
All right.
Are you religious?
Yeah. Yes. Can't get around that one.
Do you drink?
Like what, weight gain formula or, you know, fiber laxative? What do you mean? What do I drink?
What do you drink?
What do you drink?
Oh, I like water. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I love to drink water.
Okay. Do you have rituals?
Like Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom type of stuff? Or like human sacrifice?
You always put your right sock on first, you know, stuff like that?
Yeah, man, I'm kind of embarrassed about this, but like, see now if I tell you, does it kind of like, will it spoil the magical effects of my superstitions? That's what I'm curious about right now.
Oh, no.
No, you don't think
so? No, no.
Okay. Like my wife buys me boxer shorts, right? Because I don't shop for myself, basically, because I get all my clothing from House Industries, but we don't make underwear yet. So I was hoping, you know, maybe these guys would. But anyway, my wife buys me boxer shorts like on Christmas and New Year's. And more often than that, I just want to let you know it's, you know.
Okay, it's not.
Right. Right.
She doesn't buy you a pair. Right. Here. I've got like, two pairs.
I've had this pair on since April, actually. Okay. So it's kind of. No.
Crusty.
Are you waiting for Christmas now?
Yeah, I'm like.
When's your birthday?
Can we do a Christmas in July kind of thing, honey? Because I really. No, so they're kind of lucky, I guess. So I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Sorry.
So
ones you're wearing now are your.
They kind of all. Lucky. They sort of all are. Don't look at me like that.
Sorry. Would you be
weird about lucky underpants? I mean, it's yeah. Like, okay.
Would you be willing to give a pair away to one of the listeners?
That would be kind of nasty, wouldn't it?
Well, it wouldn't have to be worn.
Not today. Not now.
I mean, they've all been worn. I don't. You know, that's. Yeah, I wouldn't do that to anybody. That's
okay,
just...
Okay, well, I'll leave it. Okay, that's it. Okay. How do you relax?
Wow. I don't... Yeah, how do I relax? I guess I like to meditate. I know that sounds like kind of a vague answer, but, you know, that's kind of relaxing. Vacation's always nice. It's relaxing when you don't have to do anything. But I'm the kind of person, like, I always feel like I have to be doing something. So that's kind of like a weird question because my wife gives me crap about it all the time. You know, like, just stop and you can actually, like, do nothing for a minute. And, like, I don't know if I believe her yet.
So you practically, if you could, you wouldn't relax?
No, I mean, I guess maybe, like, I'm still, I I'm still doing stuff while I'm relaxing. So maybe to other people, it wouldn't seem like it's very relaxing. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's a form of, letting loose and taking it easy. So
it will probably have to do with the fact that your job is not really your job, and it's your thing. It's your
yeah,
passion.
Yeah, but you know,
something.
But it is a job. You know, it's kind of like I work 9:30 to 5:30. When I go home, I do work on things that are related, maybe to type or lettering and stuff like that. But it's not like it's not me. You know what I mean? I don't look at it as like the kind of thing that defines me, because I think that if I did, that would be like really scary. Mm. I'd like to think that I have like some sort of like life outside of letters and stuff like that. So,
who do you trust?
Who can you trust? No, I'm sorry. My mom, I guess. I trust my mom. I trust my wife. I trust people who I have good relationships with. I'm generally kind of a trusting person. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. But I don't think I like let my guard down and kind of, I don't let myself get taken, I suppose you could say.
So how many people have the key to your house?
It's weird. My neighbor, who I can't say that I know like really well, but I trust her. It's very strange. You know, it's just kind of like met her a couple times. And I mean, we only have kind of like a casual relationship kind of thing, but I trust her. You know, it's like, I just, you know, instinctively, I think that she's a good person and she's got a key to the place. My other neighbor doesn't, because I don't trust him, you know.
Well, it's sort of convenient, like if you get home drunk, forgot your key somewhere, and
she's really good. Right. She like take our garbage down to the sidewalk and stuff like that. I noticed you didn't do that, so I did that for you. Like, shit, that's kind of cool.
Sorry,
what do I owe you?
When she doesn't do it for you, do you go up to her and say, "I'm sorry, but you forgot our
like,
garbage"?
Like, is there a problem? There's some miscommunication here. No, she. No, I trust her. I trust it. You know.